Welcome back to Pizza and Parsecs. I'm Liv.
I'm Dave.
And today we're doing something a little crazy because Dave has no idea what we're doing impromptu in my idea.
Stressing me out.
He's a little stressed.
I like having a plan.
But there's no reason for a plan. We were just listening to the final edit of our last podcast, and he challenged me a couple days ago. It's like, the next podcast we do is your idea. So, of course, what do? I go to social media, and I watch different videos on different fun things that people do on podcasts. And I came across a video of this group that I've been listening to recently, and they have a podcast, but they don't do it on their podcast, called Cimarelli. It's this musical group of sisters who do covers and their own original music, and I've been really getting into them because they have clean versions of these songs that I can actually play in my dance classes. Super cool. But they play this game called Finish the Lyrics, and that's what we're doing today.
Okay.
He had no idea.
So, like, explain to me, how does this work?
I'm gonna read a section of lyrics from a random song, and you have to identify the song and finish the actual lyrics.
So it's not meant for me to, like, make it funny or anything like that. It's just meant for me to, like, get it right. Like, accuracy is the goal, not humor.
I mean, you could do both. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Okay. I can give you hints, and I can give you hint number one can be the artist if you don't know who the artist is. And then hint number two is I can continue a little bit more into the lyrics, but no more than a couple words.
Okay, so point of contention here, ma'am.
Yes.
Had I known about this, I would have been able to prep stuff for you as opposed to this being a one-sided thing.
Well, this gives us an opportunity to do part two later where you can then do it to me.
Okay, fair enough.
But I wanted to do it because I thought it'd be fun.
This is truly a surprise.
Yes. Hopefully you enjoy it. I could have told you ahead of time, but then my list would have had to be a little shorter. And I have like 12 different ones that I think would be fun. I don't have to do them all because I think you're going to get a lot of them like right off the bat. Like, I think some of these are super easy. But you're just going to be able to finish a lyric, so.
Unless it's a Cardi B song.
I did not pick any Cardi B songs.
Okay.
I did not pick any Nicki Minaj songs.
Okay.
I actually went through and thought about songs that you probably would know with a few curveballs in there. But I was more so inspired by the other night when we just, like, took lyrics and made them very dramatic for, like, an hour.
That's right. We just sat around the kitchen counter and just recited lyrics but presented them in such a dramatic way.
It was so funny. And some of, like, it turned from that to, like, how quickly can we identify what song we're messing with? It was really fun. So, Dave, are you ready for your first song?
I'm so ready. Thank you so much for having me. I've been a big fan of the show for a long time.
Okay. Now that I know what I'm without, this is good for our listeners too. They can play along.
Isn't it an Evanescence song?
Yes.
Yeah. It brings me to life.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the next lyric? Because that's actually the, like, whole point of the game, is finding the next lyric.
See, I recognize that line, and I'm having trouble placing it within the song.
This is what makes it so fun.
Say the lyric again.
Now that I know what I'm without.
Oh my gosh. Without your love, darling.
No.
No?
No.
Without your touch.
Nope.
It's without something.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
Ah! Oh, I was thinking frozen inside without your love. Yeah, I was thinking about that part.
Yeah.
Give me the lyrics one more time.
Now that I know what I'm without. If this helps, it is verse 2.
I can't think of it.
You can't just leave me. Breathe into me and make me real.
I couldn't remember it. I kept on going back to the bridge.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
I fail-whaled it.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Revved up like a deuce.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah, that's a song. See, you said some of these are going to be easy.
I always heard the next part is under a roller in the night. But I don't think that's the right lyrics.
It's not the right lyrics.
It's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like,
yes,
to me. So I feel like I should get partial points for that
you
one.
You can have partial points.
Like a deuce. In the night.
Okay, you have in the night correct.
It's obvious that I don't know. Okay. I don't actually know that piece.
It's actually Another Runner in the Night.
Oh, cool. It's one of those songs where you hear it and everybody hears like different things.
Yeah, because honestly, I didn't know it was revved up like a deuce.
Oh,
I didn't know those lyrics.
I knew that part, but I didn't know part two.
I knew it was Another Runner in the Night. I just didn't know the other part.
This is why we're perfect for each other. Exactly. We can complete each other's sandwiches.
I should have put that song in there. That should have been in my list. All right, you ready for three?
Yes.
Okay. You know the rules, and so do I.
I know it. I can't. In order to play this game, I need to get the actual music in my head. I know the lyrics, but to get the surrounding piece of it, I have to hear the music.
I know.
So give me the lines. Lifeline.
Lifeline?
Lifeline.
You want second lifeline? Which lifeline do you want? I tell you what song it is, or I tell you the next words? If I tell you the words before it, you'll know what song it is.
That's cheating, though.
But if it's before, you have to give me the next lyrics. So if I tell you the line prior to, you know the rules and so do I think you get the song.
I know it. And if I wasn't trying to make this podcast a pain to cut.
I don't think you're going to have to cut much except for the silent parts.
I know, but it'd be a lot of silence to cut.
Okay.
Give me the lines before.
We're no strangers to love.
Oh my gosh.
You just got rickrolled.
I feel like a moron right now. How did I not? I'm just counting that one as a loss. I don't deserve any part of that. What's the next lyric?
A full commitment's what I'm thinking.
No, I mean the next lyric, like the next piece that you selected.
Oh.
This one's a complete loss because I should have gotten that one.
That's okay. I did it again. This was an on purpose decision because I wanted to rickroll you. It's We Are No Strangers to Love. You know the rules, and so do I.
I can't believe that.
We ain't no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I hate this song so much. I don't think anyone knows the next line. You're going to listen to it and be like, oh, you already gave it
I'm
to
not,
me.
I'm not going to listen to it. Next song.
Next song. You have to get this one.
Oh, no pressure.
No pressure. Late night, come home.
Work sucks, I know.
Yay!
She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares.
Good job, babe. I knew you'd get that one.
Of course.
Okay. You're probably going to get this one, too. Okay, I'm going to read you a section of it. Okay? You ready?
Okay.
Baby, when you finally get to love somebody, guess what? Would you like me to read it again?
Yes.
Baby, when you finally get to love somebody, guess what?
I'm completely blanking on this.
Do you want me to say it like the song would sing it?
That's not a lifeline, though. I'm not about to cheat.
It can be a lifeline.
I have to follow the rules.
I can insert their lifeline. Whose line is it anyway? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has three lifelines. I can insert that.
The rules of engagement going into this where I get two lifelines. I've used one. I have one left. I'm not going to use it. What is it?
The next line?
Yes.
It's gonna be me. Sorry. That's funny. In your defense, I did pick half of the chorus.
And you know I know that song backwards and forwards.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Let's pick someone.
Over the Rainbow? I know that one.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
Okay. You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away.
This is hard.
I know, isn't it?
This is really hard.
It's is why I didn't let you have a chance to pick some for me, because I knew I wouldn't probably pick or win at all.
Say it again.
You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away.
Give me the artist.
Britney Spears.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Not hit me, baby, one more time. But this is on the same album, I think. I'm pretty sure it's on the same album.
Do I know this?
You do know this song. Okay, no, it's not on the same... Well,
so I feel like that's the only single that I know on that album.
It's not on the same album, sorry. It's the following album. So Hit Me Baby One More Time was her very first album. This is on her second album.
Lyrics again?
You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away.
It's not toxic.
It's not toxic. What's another popular one that is very well known for Britney?
Oops, I Did It Again.
Mm-hmm. It's Oops, I Did It Again.
Say the lyrics one more time.
You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away.
Okay. I don't know.
Wishing that heroes, they truly exist.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I cry watching the days.
I would not have wasted a lifeline on that.
You can use them as many times as you want. I did not specify that you couldn't use them.
That's not how lifelines work.
Okay. All right. I'm most excited about this one.
Oh, great. No pressure.
Okay. Ready? My, this here Anakin guy.
Maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry.
Yeah.
He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying this is good. I'm just kidding. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
There you go.
Do you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say.
I remember when that song came out, and I thought it was appropriate to insert this in here because of our last podcast.
Yes.
See? Make this fun. Are you having fun yet?
Of course. I'm having fun. We're having fun.
I'm having fun. I was very excited about this one. Okay, let's see. It's also going to be easy, because the only part that I really can pick is an easy part. So you're going to get another easy one. But you only get two words.
Okay.
Don'tcha.
Wish your girlfriend was hot like me.
I had to. I like that one. But most of that song I can't say, because I was like, oh, I'm going to have to censor a lot of this. Okay, you ready? Next song.
Okay.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better.
It's so different when you just speak the lyric.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't click. Kelly Clarkson?
Nope. Oh, that would have been a good person to... get lyrics.
Taylor Swift?
No. Before both of them.
Christina?
No. But around the same time that she became popular.
Mandy Moore?
No. Think group.
Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Survivor?
Yes. You want me to read it again?
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. I can't place it.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better.
Thought that I'd be weak without you, now I'm stronger.
Yeah. There you go.
See, it makes all the difference to not hear it in spoken word.
I know, that's what makes it so fun. Okay.
That was so annoying.
I know.
Because I love Destiny.
I know. I was going to do a Missy Elliott, but I also could not find any lyrics that would be clean enough to put on our podcast.
If You a Fly Girl.
Okay, yeah. I don't know the rest of those lyrics.
Get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did. Missy Elliott is my spirit animal.
I know. I was so sad that I didn't pick her, but I didn't. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Don't look at me. No, those are the lyrics.
Oh, I thought that was I thought that was a direct order.
No, those are the lyrics.
Don't look at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's so vague.
No, it's not. If I said it in context, you get it right away.
Why are you so mean to me? Are you saying it with the same pauses?
Sort of. I'm saying it in my head because I know what song it is. I'm saying it with the same kind of inflections. Don't look at me.
This game is so much fun for you.
I'll give you a chance to go back and get me. If you want to look up lyrics too before we finish, you can totally come at me.
No. I'm going to take some time to plot this. Like, I'm going to have something special planned for you.
Sweet.
Don't look at me. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me.
Mm-hmm. If I said it the way it's in the song, you'd get it, like, that fast.
Say it the way it is in the song.
Don't look at me.
That still doesn't help.
Yes, it does. Think of the artist, though. You've already said this artist's name.
I said a lot of artists' names.
Mm-hmm. You've said this particular person, and I said, when you said this artist, I said same time period. When this particular group came out while this person was becoming famous.
Kelly Clarkson?
No. Before Kelly Clarkson.
Mandy Moore.
Not Mandy Moore.
Christina.
Yes.
Genie in a Bottle.
No. What song does she start? Don't look at me.
It's not Dirty, is it?
No. It's one of her most famous songs in her beginning times.
Genie in a Bottle.
Not Genie in a Bottle, though.
Is it the You Are Beautiful song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. That's just hard.
I know.
I'm hearing the first lyrics in my head. Every day is so wonderful.
There you go. You got it.
There we go. I had to hear that beat in my head.
All right. You have two more. Just two.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to get both of these so fast. Because you can end on a high note.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Because this has been a complete unmitigated disaster
for
me so far.
No, you've got most of them. There's just been a handful of hard ones. And you know all these songs. It's just because I'm putting them in speaking context, it makes it so difficult.
I know.
And that's what makes this game so fun. Okay. No, I'm going to make it easier. Okay.
No, hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
I almost did that song. Because I'm obsessed with the new version right now. His soul's escaping.
I mean, it's Eminem.
Yes.
His soul's escaping. Hold on, I have to go back and say the lyrics now. In this hole that is taking.
Not taking.
In this hole that is, he's making.
Not making.
It's...
You're close. It's a aping sound.
I know. It's a rap song, it has to be.
Right.
Waking?
Not waking.
Baking?
Not baking.
Great British Baking Show?
No.
Baps?
Not baps.
Could?
Not could.
I can't think of the word.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You're gonna hate it.
I know.
Gaping. Because holes are... holes gape. Okay, last one. I would not have gotten that one. I almost give you the spaghetti one, but that would have been too easy.
Sport was mine for the taking. Make me king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. Okay, are you ready? Last one.
Go ahead.
Sail your ship up on the shore.
Sounds like a They Might Be Giants song.
No. This is a song you introduced me to.
Oh, good. Here's a reason that you should feel stupid,
no,
Dave.
No. You know this song. You know this song very well.
Say it again.
Sail your ship up on the shore.
All I'm hearing is they might be giants right now. They're a woman and man song. So hold on. We'll be back out of that real quick. Oh, John Butler Trio, Tahitian Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't think of the next lyric to it.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
With battered mass.
With battered mass and broken oars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, babe. That was the last song. Have you sweated?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Oh, good.
That was fun.
It was either that or we're going to play Snake Oil, but I didn't prepare for that one as well as I prepared for this.
This is a fun little game show episode.
Yeah. That was fun. I enjoyed that. That was super fun. I liked preparing for that one.
And what's this game called again?
Finish the Lyrics.
I feel like that's a little on the nose.
Well, I mean, again, I watched a couple YouTube videos of the group that Cimarelli. They have their own podcast, but they also have their own YouTube channel, and they only post on Saturdays. And this past Saturday was part 3, where they did finish that lyric. And it's really funny because they're like actually like musicians and singers, and they don't even like get a lot of them. They can't remember. Some of them are like, oh yeah, I know this, and they finish it. But even songs that they actually have sung, they don't remember the rest of the lyric. And it's really, really funny.
It makes me feel like an idiot. I hate myself now.
No! I thought it'd be fun. I also was like...
Hating myself is fun.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Far from. Anyway, that was our game. And again, it was really fun to kind of go from Sunday night. We just like read random lyrics off to each other in a dramatic tone. And it was like, oh, that would be really fun to do on the podcast. But having to guess. And I thought about warning you. Then I was like... No, we could do a short one and we can make it a part 2 where you combat me and I have to guess them.
Revenge is coming.
Are you a Sith? Or are you a Jedi? And I had to sneak Weird Al in there because we had just finished talking about our Phantom Menace podcast. This is a fun little like bonus episode.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, a little bonus with my air quotes.
That nobody can see.
They can't see it, but they can feel it.
Okay.
I've had a lot of coffee. This is what happens when I drink coffee and I'm scared of the revenge. But I also have other games we can play via podcast. It'll be really fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I like your creativity.
I just steal them from Jenna and Julian.
I like your derived creativity.
There are things, little bonus things we can do that'll be really fun.
This will be fun. This is a great idea. Thank you for putting this together.
You're welcome.
So that is it for this bonus episode of Pizza and Parsecs. I'm Dave.
I'm Liv.
And you can check out our regular episodes along with this bonus episode on bit.ly/pizzaandparsecspod or on your podcasting platform of choice. If you enjoyed hearing this episode, share it with a friend. Reach out to us on our socials at Pizza and Parsecs, where we would love to hear from you. Thanks again, guys.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. Finish that lyric.
I hope you've had the time of your life.
Woohoo!